842 Galesburg's Morning News. Tom Meredith, Tyler Gum, Nick Isher, thanks for being with us here this morning, Friday. And lots going on Saturday, Sunday, lots of fundraising, and just everything's different than it has been. We don't know why. It's just a little bit different, though. And including things for Coral Dynamics. And, usually have a big concert, raising money, having it go some different ways and be creative. And joining us to talk more about some things, especially coming up this weekend, are the president of Coral Dynamics, Jackie Piper. Jackie, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm great. Thanks.
Also, the development chair, Carol Maloney. Carol, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm doing well. A little chilly, but good.
A little bit. Thanks for coming in with us here this morning. Well, let's talk a little bit about Coral Dynamics as an organization and being a fundraising organization.
Well, you know, Coral Dynamics has been around a long time, since 1976. And for the first time in our history, you know, we've had to cancel performances. But we're a community chorus that puts on two performances a year at the Orpheum Theater. And for each show, we choose a beneficiary, which is a community group that goes out and sells advertising in our program book. And then they make money for their organization to complete their mission. So our logo says we're helping our community through song. And so that's our history.
Speaking of history, Tyler Gum is involved with the history of Coral Dynamics. How old were you when you had your 15 minutes of fame with Coral Dynamics?
Oh, I mean, I was in grade school.
It's been a little while. Can
six
we?
Or seven,
we have
eight.
Tyler audition right now. Can we?
Yeah.
Can you sing a few bars?
No audition. Yeah, necessary.
We're an audition through.
Okay, even better for you then.
I'm in.
But go ahead and sing a tune.
Yeah, there you go. See,
disco duck.
Yeah. and like you said, you've had to be creative and do some changes in the way that you raise funds for different organizations. And how did you come up with the name Heart Song Projects, Carol?
Well, you know, our mission is helping our community through song, and our membership, we love to sing, we love to perform, and of course, through this COVID time, we have not been able to do that. We haven't even been able to get together, and we are what I consider a really close-knit group. In addition to just performing on stage, I think, we really have a great camaraderie and everything, and it's been such a disappointment, not only to not be able to sing, not be able to be together, but also to not be able to help the community in the way that we feel is a really important part of who Coral Dynamics is. So we were thinking after we had to cancel our first show, we were trying to come up with some things that we could do to further our mission. And I have to give the Galesburg Community Foundation, I think, a lot of credit in kind of pushing us to think about how can we still push our mission forward in this time when we can't do what our main thing is. We can't sing, we can't get together, we can't perform at the Orpheum Theater. So the very first thing we came up with was we thought about doing an encore performance on Facebook. And so what we did was we took just little snippets, little songs from various shows that were our favorites, put them on Facebook with a donate button and encouragement to donate to the Orpheum Theater. So that has been so successful, and you try something new, you don't know how it's going to go, but it's been really successful, and we felt really great about it, and it'll come to an end in December. And so we were trying to think, what can we do to kind of continue? What's the next step, and how can we get our membership back involved? Because most of us don't see each other on a day-to-day basis, and I miss everybody, and I'm missing people. And so we came together as our board, and we thought about looking back over some of our beneficiaries for past shows and to see what their needs are and to see how we could help them. And that kind of morphed into, well, if we do several projects, what can we call it, and how can we let the community know how to identify us? And so we always thought we have a song in our heart. We might not be able to sing out loud and to sing as a group, but we do have a song in our heart. And so that's kind of how we came up with the whole term of Heart Song Projects. So we say Coral Dynamics Heart Song Projects. Our very first one has been our Facebook encore performance to benefit the Orpheum Theater. And now we're ready to kick off our next one, which is a diaper drive for Loving Bottoms Diaper Bank.
Carol Maloney is the development chair for Choral Dynamics, and Jackie Piper is the president of Choral Dynamics. And, you know, before we get into the specifics about the diaper drive, Jackie, Carol mentioned that you guys are a really close-knit group. And I know there's a lot of people that have been within the group for a long time. How many years? Who are the people, or how long have the people that have been in the longest been involved? Is there some that have been in from the start?
We do have a member, Jean Schumard, who's been in since the beginning. And I just spoke with her yesterday, and she's lonely and really missing, as Carol said. We really are a family. And so we have a lot of longtime members. We consider, if you've ever stood on stage and sang with us, you're a member. So that puts our membership in the hundreds. But as we interrupted our last show rehearsals, we were at around 90. But we try to, through our Facebook group especially, reach out to all of our members to keep them involved.
Well, there are different organizations during this whole pandemic that, you know, some that just threw in the towel, said, hey, we can't do it anymore. We can't do what it is we normally do. Or some that said, like, you know, we're just going to have to wait this thing out, and then we'll do it. It sounds like it wasn't an option for you guys. Hey, we're going to find some way to do what we do, continue our community mission.
It's been really actually exciting. You know, the board meeting that we had where we decided to sort of launch the Heart Song Projects, I think we all walked out uplifted. Like, wow, we have, you know, we've kind of, again, with the community foundation sort of encouraging us and pushing us, we found a way to keep helping our community and maybe get a chance to really engage our members and make them feel like Choral Dynamics is, we're still all together, we're still doing things together. So it's been, it's just been such a positive thing to go forward and try to still help the community.
Jackie Piper and Carol Maloney with Choral Dynamics joining us here this morning. Well, we have it this weekend, actually, tomorrow, Diaper Drive for Loving Bottoms Diaper Bank, which is a great organization here in town. Carol, tell us a little bit about what's going on and how people can help out.
Well, we're kicking it off tomorrow. We have some, I want to say drop box, but they're bins at various places around the community and in Abingdon and Oneida for people if they want to donate diapers for there. We'll also are going to culminate it on December 5th at the Methodist Church. We'll have a drive-through diaper drop-off. That's hard to say.
Yes. Tyler, really fast. Let's hear it.
I'm going to drive Carol.
So anytime between tomorrow and December 5th, people can donate diapers. If they want to donate financially, that's a possibility too. Any member of Choral Dynamics is accepting the donations, and like I said, we'll all culminate at the Methodist Church parking lot from 9 to 2 on the December 5th, which would have been our show. That would have been our show weekend. So for us, it's kind of symbolic that we're going to do that. But we're going to try and make it as festive as possible. Santa's going to be there, and Olaf is going to be there.
Oh, all right.
You know, some things like that. But, you know, for Choral Dynamics, I think our philanthropic arm of our organization has always been a really important part to Choral Dynamics. And while we can't sing, it's that part of it is really disappointing. Has been, I think, disheartening to so many people, and you miss seeing people. But as Jackie said, we are so excited about this because it's a way to kind of not only come together and still see our good friends and see people we care about, but it's a positive thing we can do during this time that there's so much, you know, you can't do, and cancellations and all of that. And so for a lot of reasons, this is really exciting to us.
Well, and Loving Bottoms Diaper Bank in particular, what a great organization. It's such a great idea because there's so many charitable ways to give, and I think that's one that a lot of people hadn't thought about, and Tyler can attest to right now, the cost of diapers for a little one.
Yeah.
And you also find...
You take a hit.
Yeah, well, and you also find that in diapers, the name brands are normally better. There are some things that the generics are pretty much the same, but in diapers, that isn't the case.
Right.
So you're paying premium price, and you know, so you got a lot of people that are either out of work now or struggling for whatever with this pandemic. So this, again, is a great thing.
Their demand at Loving Bottoms has just gone up tremendously since the pandemic started. I think Leanne Porter told me that in last February they distributed to the organizations that actually give people the diapers 17,000, and their demand is up to over 41,000. So they really have a great, great need. And so we have, you know, people want information about where to drop off diapers if you're not going to be in town on December 5th. You can go to our website, which is curldynamics.org, or our Facebook page, and those addresses will be listed. And then Loving Bottoms gives you wonderful signs. So if you look for the Loving Bottoms donor drop-off sign, there is a place where you can no-contact drop-off diapers or adult personal products. They also collect and distribute.
Jackie Piper, president of Coral Dynamics, also joining us. Carol Maloney, the development chair of Coral Dynamics. Again, great fundraising event coming up tomorrow. Gosh, you mentioned the fact that they're in greater need now. Let's see, from the beginning of this pandemic, what, like mid-March, and we all got isolated? Mm-hmm. Expect even more of a need, maybe starting late December into January, too. That need's going to go up even more, I have a feeling.
Oh, yeah.
Just saying. all right. So, again, a really, really great way that you can help out. And what about monetarily? Are there ways to donate monetarily if you can't do the diapers or not able to get to one of the drop-off points?
Yes. There's an Amazon link that Loving Bottoms has where if you order, it gets shipped directly to their warehouse. A check could be also written, or you can go to Loving Bottoms website and donate directly there. If you want to, if you would prefer to do that from your own home.
Yeah, what about if they want to help out Coral Dynamics in particular? Do you guys need help with anything, or just what you get is going to help out whatever organizations you happen to be helping at the time?
Yes. Yeah. We're really designating those kinds of donations to the organization that we're helping. So if people go to our Facebook page, they'll read about helping the Orpheum and about how they can help Loving Bottoms. So there'll be links that they can go to do that. And then also Coral Dynamics address if you'd prefer just to mail a check to us.
Yeah, and of course the Orpheum's also having a fundraiser on Sunday, doing a big thing. You'll hear about that tomorrow morning on Galesburg Live with Eric Hansen. He'll have in Aaron Glasnovich and Joey Lucero to talk more about that. What's next, Carol? I know this is a big project. Do you guys have something planned next for another organization or what?
Well, I think we're on the starting ground of this, so we are trying to kind of plan a future. But we do plan on doing more and more of these type of projects. We have the next one after the diaper drive is kind of in the works. We had to it's a little bit of a history. We normally do a fundraiser, a trivia night, and our members put together baskets, and then we auction off the baskets. And of course, our fundraiser had to be canceled, but we had already had all of our baskets. So our next project that we're going to do is to come up with an online auction or some way to go ahead and auction those baskets off. And we haven't designated our next beneficiary to that, but that's what's kind of in the planning stages. And we really do hope to continue until we're able to get together again and sing, and maybe beyond that, to continue our Heart Song projects. We're really excited about the potential of helping the community. So as we move forward, we'll be picking more beneficiaries from that, more nonprofits, and see what we can do to help the community in some way through this kind of tough time.
Well, and Jackie, I know it's great to help the way you are helping, but I know the hope is that you're able to get back together and sing and have concerts and help in that way as well.
Absolutely.
We miss singing terribly.
It is. And, people often say to me, I saw, high school choir got together with, special masks. But we just really are erring on the side of caution when it comes to gathering to sing. So absolutely, our membership would be assured the minute that the board feels it's safe, we'll reconvene. But, right now that's an unknown. But we know we will sing again.
Yeah, and it's a little bit different having young people that are going to be less susceptible than, I know you have some people in an age group that would be more susceptible, with, like you said, with whatever other comorbidities, as they say. So a little bit tougher to just like, yes. Well, they're doing that. Yeah, a little bit different, though. Absolutely. All right. Well, how about the future when we do get back to concert time? I know you had things planned for what you were going to do recently. So what do you carry over and next time you get to sing, or is it something going to be something brand new next time around?
Well, we did, we had a spring show that mm-hmm. we were rehearsing, and our hope is, the two producers that had, created the idea and gathered the music for that will be ready in the spring of 2022, probably, to perform. I think that's probably a realistic, but hopefully in December of 2021, we'll be doing a wonderful Christmas show at this time. And yes, that show had been chosen, and so it's planned. And
so they're just we're just ready and waiting.
We are.
We're all right. We have two shows in the hopper, as they say, ready to go.
Yep.
So,
yep.
Well, I hope you don't have to combine the spring and the holiday show.
Oh, hope not to, and hopefully we can move together soon. We just miss being together so much. But like Jackie said, we really do want to err on the side of caution, and it's not worth the risk. And so that we can do projects in this way and still come together, at least that's something.
Again, you can go to Coral Dynamics Facebook page, find out information, their website as well, to help out with the Heart Song Project, a diaper drive for Loving Bottoms diaper bank starting tomorrow. And ladies, thank you so much for what you guys are doing with the choir and everybody else involved as well.
Well, thank you for having us.
Yes, thank you.
Appreciate.
Thank you.